Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief, presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. I need to get this uploaded fast today because it is May Day, one of my officially allowed to play hooky days. And a quick reminder, Bands in the Sand and Pekka Girlfriend's Party both go on sale this morning. They will sell out, so go get them quickly. All right, let's get right into the news, shall we? The Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a 47-year-old Davidsonville man and charged him with various child sexual abuse crimes. A former volunteer youth softball coach from Davidsonville was arrested and charged with sexually abusing a teenage player. This investigation began after a report was made against the suspect's inappropriate conduct during a coaching stint and as he was at Annapolis High School attempting to secure a coaching job at the school. He was never employed by the school district. Authorities are concerned that there may be more victims and have issued a call for information from the public. The Annapolis City Council is considering a bill to prohibit drive-throughs across the city in order to ostensibly promote more pedestrian-friendly environments. This bill, introduced by Alderman Rob Savage, was inspired by sustainable urban planning practices he observed in the Netherlands. This bill was introduced shortly after the Taco Bell was considering opening a store in the Alderman's ward. Critics of the bill say that the Netherlands has an infrastructure to support pedestrians and bicycling. Annapolis falls short. Additionally, the council is proposing restrictions on the use of plastic bags, mandating a shift to recycled paper bags, allowing businesses to charge for these as an environmental measure. This will be very similar to the county's ban, which went into effect on January 1st, with some tweaks here and there, like paper bags sold must be at least 50% recycled content. Fines for failure to comply will begin at $500. Across Maryland, EZPass customers are being warned about a prevalent text message scam. Fraudulent messages purporting to be from EZPass are directing recipients to a fake website to settle supposed unpaid tolls. The Maryland Transportation Authority advises customers to ignore these messages and report them to the authorities. This scam is part of a larger pattern of similar fraudulent activities noted across the nation. It is unknown if the phone numbers were obtained as a result of a data breach. Meanwhile, the Maritime Republic of Eastport is set to host its annual 0.05K bridge run, celebrated for its minimalistic challenge and high-spirited community participation. This event, known for its lighthearted nature, invites participants of all speeds, including those with pets and costumes, to partake in what is essentially a brief run across the Spot Creek Bridge, followed by a party. It all goes down at the crack of noon on Saturday, May 11th. Lastly, efforts to manage the aftermath of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse are ongoing, and the Dolly container ship involved in the incident is expected to be removed from the site by May 10th to allow for the resumption of normal maritime traffic at Baltimore's port by the end of the month. Up this Saturday on the Local Business Spotlight, we're chatting with Anna Benawag, the musical director and conductor of the London Town Symphony Orchestra, a real hidden gem here in Anne Arundel County, and she has an apparent secret that she refused to spill during our conversation. That does drop at noon on Saturday, so you want to be sure to check that one out. And by now, you do know the drill. Please let your friends, neighbors, and colleagues all know about our daily news recap email. It's free. It comes to your email inbox every night at 7 p.m. and it's going to keep you up to speed on all the top local news stories. And it is paywall free. Many thanks in advance, as always. All right, let's put this puppy to bed with a quick thank you to you and also to our sponsors for the daily news brief. Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you'll find. And Bridget, also known as Beeper Buzz, is here with her always accurate and often imitated Annapolis After Dark. All that's coming up for you in just a bit, so stick around.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Wednesday, May 1st. Yesterday brought another day of 80s to the Annapolis region to close out the month of April. And while we will see temps again around the 80-degree mark today and tomorrow, it'll be cooler this weekend with highs back down into the mid-60s to maybe low 70s if we're lucky in a few spots, with a few showers likely as well. Look for mostly cloudy skies to get today started, with a small chance of a shower or storm this morning into early afternoon, but skies will gradually clear, with temps again around the 80-degree mark for p.m. highs, and winds will be pretty light overall for the day, including for the Wednesday night races in Annapolis, with winds likely only around 5 knots or so out of the south or southeast in the 4 to 8 p.m. time frame. From there, it'll be really nice Thursday and Friday with plenty of sunshine each day, with highs near 80 degrees again Thursday, with mid to upper 70s Friday, with the Helly Hansen Sailing World Regatta kicking off Friday, May 3rd, and lasting through Sunday the 5th, with conditions over the weekend likely to take a step backwards, with plenty of clouds and a chance for a few showers both Saturday and Sunday, with highs Saturday in the mid-60s, followed by 65 to 70 degrees on Sunday, with winds stepping it up a bit, with speeds of around 10 knots Friday and Saturday, and 10 to 20 knots on Sunday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a-wasting.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
The music scene in Anne Arundel County is popping, and sometimes it's hard to sort through it all. From blues to pop, from funk to ska, Beeper Buzz has it all covered for you in this week's Annapolis After Dark.
Good morning, Annapolis. Beeper Buzz here with your Annapolis After Dark weekend music highlights for Wednesday, May 1st through Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Go to the socials for Annapolis Streaming and Beeper Buzz, and also both websites for the full schedule. We update the Facebook posts and our websites with changes and cancellations, so you know before you go. AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com. Live music for today, Wednesday, which is May Day in downtown Annapolis. After walking around town looking at all the pretty flower arrangements and flower baskets, stay DTA for the music and also the Wednesday night races. You can actually be on a boat in the race. Yes, the Schooner Woodwind races their two boats against each other every Wednesday, and you may even end up on the famous Woodwind 2 that was in the movie Wedding Crashers. Get your tickets to be in the race at schoonerwoodwind.com. Music in Annapolis. Michael Kay, A Pretty Big Deal, will be at Middleton Tavern. The Bards will be at Santa Joe's on West Street. And Scribe will be at Dark Horse. Around the county on Wednesday, Aaron Hawkins of Loose Ties will be at Mother's in Arnold. And Larry Lay is back at Brian Brew with the happy hour that lasts as long as he plays. Over on the shore, all the dock bars are opening back up and music has started during the week. Big Al Tiki Bar will have music on Wednesday with Joe Bryan. And under my other things to do on Wednesday, open mic night up at Firm Brewing returns in the Crofton Gambrels area, hosted by Hurricane Kevin. Thursday in Annapolis, Sparks and McCoy will be at the Trophy Room inside the Graduate Hotel. Ben and the B-Band will be at Dark Horse. And around the county on Thursday, Nate Finn will be at O'Loughlin's in Arnold. And Ted Garber will be bringing his fun songs that aren't always so clean back to Brian Brew. Over on the shore, throwing back Thursday's return with J. Corsi Willis outside at Big Al Tiki Bar. And under my other things to do, open mic night hosted by George Evans will be at Severna Park Tap House. At the fairgrounds this weekend, festivals on both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, the Annapolis Irish Festival returns with music by Bohemia, Dublin Five, The Devil's Brigade, and more. Then on Sunday, Maryland Fiesta Latina Festival with music by DJ Kaya, singing by Natty, La Firma, and more. Friday night music, a quick little shout out to David Sparrow Music. His new album, One Night in April, drops on Friday on all streaming platforms. Music in Annapolis, start with Happy Hour with Dana B at Blackwall Hitch. Rickshaw Lizard will be making their debut at Annapolis Smokehouse. The Tommy McGee Band will be at Santa Joe's on West Street. And Ryan Keith with Moose Jaw Bluegrass will be at Vibe. Around the county on Friday night, Lost and Found Trio Band will be at Brian Brew in Severna Park. Nate Finn will be at the Green Turtle in Gambrels. Meerkat Nation will be rocking Perry's in Odenton. Saturday in Annapolis, Tom and McGee will be rocking the Boathouse in DTA. And later that night, Honey Soul will be rocking Santa Joe's on West Street. Jennifer Schimpf will be at the Lodge over by the mall. And Mixed Business will be at Dark Horse. Around the county, a big Cinco de Drinco celebration at the Green Turtle in Gambrels. By now, you all know about the famous Irish waterfall that Raul does every St. Patrick's Day. I've been covering it since the beginning. But now he is starting a new tradition, the free margarita waterfall. Yes, you get to keep the margarita after the glasses fall, like a domino. 3 p.m. at the Green Turtle in Gambrels, and then he will do it again on Sunday at the Green Turtle in Edgewater at 1 p.m. Don't miss it. Saturday music. Ben and Brian from the Severn River Band will be at O'Loughlin's in Arnold. Lost and Found Trio Band will be at Pirates Cove down in Galesville. And if you have not checked out the renovations there at Pirates Cove, please do. My mind was blown. It is so nice. That dock bar is going to be a hot spot for music this summer. Up in Mother's in Arnold, Sidewalk Soul returns on Saturday night. And All You Need Band with Nate Finn will be at Ramshead Roadhouse. Up in the Dina, Sparks and McCoy will be at the Rumor Meal in Pasadena. Sunday Fun Day, and also Cinco de Mayo. In Annapolis, it's the first Sunday Arts Festival kickoff Sunday afternoon on West Street with music by Andrew, Genesic and Friends, and many more. Mixed Business Duo will be at San Andreas on West Street. And around the county, start with brunch at Cooper's Tavern in Edgewater with music by Aaron Hawkins of Loose Ties. Or up in the Dina with Michael Waski at the Rumor Reel. Craig Viola of Mad Planet Band will be solo at Broadneck Grill in the Cape. And Pete Best will be on the dock bar down at Pirates Cove in Galesville. Over on the shore, this one surprised me, so I have to mention it. Just in case you hit the shore on Sunday by boat, there is music for Cinco de Mayo at the Kentmore with Joe Bryan. Remember, these are just the highlights. Find the full schedule of music for all of Annapolis and the surrounding areas on the Annapolis Streaming Facebook event and on the websites AnnapolisStreaming.com, AnnapolisMusic.us, and BeeperBuzz.com, spelled BEEPRBUZZ. I'll see you out there.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries. and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedix is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedix in Severna Park or Latham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedix at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedix.com. You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.